This is Dennis Michelson back out here at the Georgetown Fair, courtesy of the Roofing Dog Mobile Studio. It's time to go down on the farm and talk to our fair queen out here at the Georgetown Fair. Please introduce yourself, where you're from, all that good stuff.
Hi, I'm Jordan Forries. I am proudly from Georgetown, and I'm 16 years old.
This was a tough field of candidates this year. How surprised were you when they called your name?
Oh, I can't tell you how many emotions were going through my head. I was just overwhelmed. I am so proud of not only myself, but I'm proud of every single one of my contestants that I competed against this past year.
So tell us a little bit about your journey to become Fair Queen. Is this something you always wanted to do?
Yes, I've always wanted to represent Georgetown as a hometown girl. I competed at Vermilion County and I didn't make top five, so I really knew I had to put in the work to get to where I wanted to be at Georgetown this year.
Why do you think you did better this time around here at the Georgetown Fair?
Just the confidence that I gave myself. I went into this one knowing that I may or may not get this crown, but I gave myself the grace of just being, this is a fun time. I have to go out, have fun, enjoy myself, and enjoy all the relationships I built with the ladies that were right next to me on the stage.
Now you have an awesome responsibility out here at the fair because you have to represent the Georgetown Fair, the Georgetown area, all week long and all year long.
Yeah, I'm super excited to represent Georgetown. My hometown roots are definitely proud.
Tell us a little bit about your activities. I mean, you're going to be able to give out ribbons here at 4-H and all of the different shows out here this week. Were you active growing up in the different shows?
Yeah, I showed a little bit when I was younger, but this is actually my first year back showing barrows, so I'm super excited to get back into it.
So which is tougher, having to compete for the queen contest or keeping one of these animals in line?
Oh, I don't know. It's two different things, but they both have their struggles. They both have their rewards coming out, so.
What is the toughest part of handling a barrow? Because they can have a mind of their own, especially on a hot, humid day.
Oh, just keeping them sane. Keeping them cool is probably the best thing you can do.
So that is quite a transition, though, between showing hogs and now being a fair queen. That's quite the transition, but I think that's great that you can represent in that way.
Yeah, I'm super excited to represent my agricultural background to not only the Georgetown Fair, but going on to the state level. I'm super excited to bring my agricultural roots into what I'm bringing to the table at state.
Just 16 years old. Do you have an idea what you want to do when you grow up?
Yeah, I actually do. After high school, I want to go and finish my associate's degree at DAC. And then after, I want to transfer to a four-year university and study in pediatrics, specializing in oncology. So then after high school and after college, once I get my degree, I can go and become a pediatric oncology nurse, focusing and helping the kids that I would really like to.
That is a very stressful occupation. What was it about that occupation that attracted you?
I love kids, but I can never have the patience to be a teacher. So I really want to bring my medical background that I love and play that into a role that I also really like kids. So I want to involve both of those things in my life because I love them both dearly.
That's amazing that at age 16, you know what you want to do. You know, at age 16, I wasn't sure what I wanted to do for a living, and I'm still not sure. Maybe I'll never grow up.
Yeah, I'm super excited that I have found my calling.
So what are you looking forward to most as Fair Queen? Is it this week? Is it representing all year at different events? Is it the big state pageant later on for early next year? What are you looking forward to the most?
I would say I'm looking forward to just meeting everybody. I love talking to people. I'm a big talker, so I can't wait to meet everybody that can help me get myself involved in the community.
Tell us how the contest went yesterday. That was a stressful time.
Oh yes, I was really nervous, but I'm glad I just went in as with the mindset of I'm just gonna go have fun. I'm gonna be grateful no matter what.
And you have a tough act to follow because we just got done with, I think, one of the best Georgetown Fair Queens that I've been around, and that's been quite a few years.
Yes, I'm super excited to follow in Paley's footsteps. I can't believe that I get to fill the shoes of Miss Georgetown Fair Queen, and I'm so excited to continue that legacy.
Okay, now you can be honest with us. During the contest last night, were you really sure that you had this thing won, or were you really, really surprised for real?
Oh, I can definitely say I was really, really surprised. If you go back and watch the video, it's somewhere on Facebook. I completely collapsed. I was so scared, and I was nervous, but I left it to God, and God knew, and He answered my prayers.
How do you keep your composure at age 16 in front of a crowd like that with so many great contestants on stage with you?
I just know that I'm going to have fun. Just be myself. That's the best thing I can do. I don't need to change myself to be what the judges want me to be. So having my own personality shine through is the best thing that you can do as a contestant.
All right, it's time to give a little thanks to everybody that helped, because I know behind the scenes in any Fair Queen pageant, there are a lot of folks that help you get to that point.
Yeah, I want to thank Jessica Crawford for doing my makeup, Erica Sudlow with Sun Kissed Confidence for doing my spray tan. Thank my mom and my dad for putting in all of this money and time and effort that they have helped me with. I want to thank Karen and Jill for blessing me with this amazing opportunity. And if I forget anybody, I'm really sorry, but I appreciate every single person that's helped me through this.
Here at the Georgetown Fair, they crown a great queens, and congratulations on winning this year's contest. And I know you're going to be a great representative for Georgetown all year long.
Thank you so much.
From the Georgetown Fair, reporting from the Roofing Dog Mobile Studio, this is Dennis Michelson. Greg Solier will have that Ileana Ag weather forecast coming up for you next.